有一个撒玛利亚妇人来打水，对耶稣对他说，请你给我水喝。那时门徒进城买食物去了。
A woman of Samaria came to draw water. Give me a drink, Jesus said to her, because his disciples had gone into town to buy food.
撒玛利亚的妇人对他说，你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？原来啊，犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。
How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? She asked him, for Jews do not associate with Samaritans.
耶稣回答说，你若知道神的恩赐和对你说给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给了你活水。
Jesus answered, If you knew the gift of God and who is saying to you, give me a drink,You would ask him, and he would give you living water.
妇人说，先生没有打水的器具，井又深，你从哪里得活水呢？
Sir, said the woman, you don't even have a bucket, and the well is deep. So where do you get this living water?
我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？
You aren't greater than our father Jacob, are you? He gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did his sons and livestock.
耶稣回答说，凡喝这水的还要再渴。
Jesus said, everyone who drinks from this water will get thirsty again.
人若喝我所赐的水就永远不渴，我所赐的水要在它里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。
But whoever drinks from the water that I will give him will never get thirsty again. In fact, the water I will give him will become a well of water springing up in him for eternal life.
妇人说，先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。
Sir, the woman said to him,Give me this water so that I won't get thirsty and come here to draw water.
耶稣说，你去叫你丈夫也到这里来。
Go call your husband, he told her, and come back here.
妇人说，我没有丈夫。耶稣说，你说没有丈夫是不错的。
I don't have a husband, she answered. You have correctly said, I don't have a husband, Jesus said.
你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。
For you've had five husbands, and the man you now have is not your husband. What you have said is true.
妇人说，先生，我看出你是先知。
Sir, the woman replied, I see that you are a prophet.
好，弟兄姐妹请坐。
Please be seated.
问大家一个问题啊。
I have a question for everyone.
如果你口渴了，你的第一个反应是什么？
If you were thirsty, what would be your first reaction?
你会不会找水喝？
Would you find water to drink?
解决口渴的问题？
To solve the problem of thirst?
耶稣基督，他渴了。
Jesus got thirsty.
耶稣是神，
Jesus
他也是完全的人。
Is God and perfectly man.
他渴了，证明这一点。
And he would get thirsty.
今天这段经文呢，是耶稣在他口渴的时候呢，去向一个井边打水的妇人要水喝。
In the scriptures today, Jesus is asking a woman for water as she is drawing from a well.
并且他们进行了一段对话。
And they had a conversation together.
耶稣向他启示自己是救世主弥赛亚。
Jesus revealed himself to be Christ the Messiah.
他同时向妇女挑战一个问题。
And he also challenged her with a question.
你知道你灵魂的饥渴吗？
Do you know the spiritual thirst in your spirit?
弟兄姐妹，你知道你灵魂会饥渴吗？
Brothers and sisters, Do you know that your spirit gets thirsty?
当你灵魂饥渴的时候，你会有什么反应？
When your spirit gets thirsty, what is your reaction?
你找什么来解决你灵魂饥渴的问题？
What do you look for to solve the problem of spiritual thirst?
今天耶稣要让我们知道这件事。
Today, that is what Jesus wants us to know.
开始正道前，我们再一次祷告。
Before we begin the sermon, let us pray together again.
主啊，求你教导我们。
Lord, would you please teach us?
求圣灵给我们能听的耳。
Would your Holy Spirit give us ears to hear?
将你的话放在我们的生命当中反复思想。
To place your word in our lives and to meditate on them.
使我们能够在你的真道上得益处，也成长。
So that we would grow and benefit from your truth.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
经文告诉我们，这个妇人是撒玛利亚人。
The scriptures tell us that this woman was a Samaritan woman.
所以呢，我们开始来先知道一点点关于什么是撒玛利亚人。
So let us understand a little bit about what is a Samaritan person.
我们从两个方向来认识，一个是宗教的，一个是历史的。
Let us look at it from the perspective of religion and history.
还有犹太人怎么看撒玛利亚人
？As well as the attitude of the Jews towards the Samaritans.
投影上呢，很简短地告诉我们关于在宗教方面他们的问题。
Scripture briefly tells us about the problems that they have.
因为在耶稣基督前的一千年呢，这个以色列的王国呢分裂成北国以色列跟南国犹大国。
About 1,000 years before Jesus, the kingdom was split into northern kingdom and southern kingdom.
这是大概发生在主前931年左右。
Around 931 BC.
北国的人就以撒玛利亚成为首都，而且进行各样的偶像崇拜。
In the northern kingdom, the city was Samaria and a place to worship all kinds of idols.
所以一般称撒玛利亚人就是在这个地方，北国的这个地方的人。
So usually the name Samaritan is for the people in the northern kingdom.
在犹太人眼中认为撒玛利亚人是异教徒。
To the Jews, the Samaritans were considered heretics.
在历史方面呢，这个北国以色列呢，后来在主前720多年的时候呢，被亚述人灭了。
Around 722 BC, the northern kingdom was fell to the Assyrians.
那么这个时候呢，亚述人将北国的精英呢，都带到各地去。
And the Assyrians took the Israelites to various places.
留在当地的人就被带进来各样的族裔，产生通婚混血。
Those that remained, a lot of the Israelites lost their racial purity by intermarriage with foreigners.
所以从犹太人的眼中看，撒玛利亚人他们是失去了纯正的血统。
So to the Jews, the Samaritans were people who had lost their racial purity.
因此藐视撒玛利亚人。
And so despised the Samaritans.
在耶稣时期，犹太人眼中的撒玛利亚人仍然是拜偶像不洁净的人。
To the Jews of Jesus' time, the Samaritans were idolaters and unclean people.
时间并没有排除他们之间的障碍。
Time had not solved their barrier.
甚至于更加严重。
In fact, it increased.
虽然他们地理上彼此靠近，就像是隔壁的邻居。
Though they were geographically close and neighbors,
但他们却没有来往。
They were not to be associated with.
一般犹太人如果要从他们的居住地到南边的犹太地区，或到往北边的加利利地区，他们都宁愿绕到中间这个撒玛利亚绕道哈，绕弯而行。
In fact, when the Jews want to go back and forth between Judea and Galilee, they would rather detour than pass through Samaria.
他们不愿意经过撒玛利亚的范围。
they refused to pass through Samaria.
然而今天这段经文却让我们看见耶稣来到撒玛利亚的一个村庄。
Yet in the scriptures today, Jesus came to a town in Samaria.
这是一个刻意选择的路径。
This was deliberately chosen with a purpose.
耶稣带着他的目的来到撒玛利亚妇人的身边。
Jesus came with a purpose to the Samaritan woman.
经文跟我们说，耶稣口渴，向撒玛利亚人的妇人要水喝。
In the scriptures, Jesus asks for water from the Samaritan woman.
你知道，当我说耶稣竟然和撒玛利亚妇人说话。
You know, when I say Jesus actually talked to the Samaritan woman,
我用了这样的一个标题，是因为圣经就是这个气氛围，就是这个氛围。
I use this title because this is the underlying atmosphere in the Bible.
我想要把圣经里面，当我们在读的时候，好像没有感觉的时候，那个氛围，潜在的氛围表达出来。
That is the atmosphere in the Bible.
你知道经文还告诉我们，不是只有我们这个读的人读懂，当时的人，这位撒玛利亚来到井边的撒玛利亚妇人，她自己都这样子说。
Even the Samaritan woman herself was surprised and shocked.
你既然是犹太人，怎么跟我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？
Even you, a Jew, asking me, Samaritan woman, for a water.
当这一段对话结束以后，门徒就回到这个拉比的身边，然后看到这个妇女跟拉比说话。
Even Jesus's disciples were surprised to find him talking with a woman.
你知道门徒的眼睛睁得有多大？
How wide the eyes of the disciples must have been.
他们稀奇耶稣和一个妇人说话。
They were surprised to find him talking with a woman.
只是没有人把他大声说出来。
Though no one voiced the questions out loud.
在心里小小的说，怎么会这样？你为什么和他说话？
In their hearts, they must have been whispering, "What was happening? What does he want?"
如果是你，现在的你
，If it was you, you right now,
在当时的门徒心境里面
，As if you were a disciple at the time.
你会用怎样的表情包来表达这份惊讶
？What kind of emoji would you use to express this？
2018年
，In 2018，
当我和弟兄姐妹一起在圣地旅游的时候，有以色列的观光局呢，特意为我们安排了与现在的拉比互动。
As we went on our Israel trip, the traveling agency arranged for us to meet a Jewish rabbi.
在场有些弟兄姐妹也参与了那一次的旅游。
Many among us also went on this trip.
当我要代表大家向拉比致谢的时候，我伸出了我的手，跟他握手。
As I was representing everybody to thank the rabbi, I stretched out my hand.
你知道他的反应吗？
What was his reaction?
赶紧收起他的手，夹在腋下。
He hid his arms under his armpits.
即使在2018年的今天
，This was in 2018.
犹太人对妇女的观念并没有改善多少。
The view of the Jewish people of women had not changed much.
我知道。耶稣是让我们在他的救恩里面，不论是性别、肤色、人种，我们都是一律平等的。
In Jesus Christ, I know that regardless of gender and skin color and race,
他让我有充足的信心去面对别人来的这种偏见。
He gives me sufficient confidence to face other people's biases.
同样的，我心里也兴起一个祷告。
And in my heart, there was a prayer.
主啊，怜悯仍然带着偏见、隔阂，无论他们在哪里，求你怜悯。
Lord, have mercy on those with prejudices and biases, no matter where they're at.
我也更清楚知道， 神的救恩，他的公义要多么的广传。
And I knew more clearly how much God's justice would spread in the world.
那时候，耶稣就已经主动突破了隔阂和偏见。
At that time, Jesus took the initiative to break through barriers and prejudices.
跟撒玛利亚妇人一起进行一个对话。
To have a conversation with a Samaritan woman.
在我们的生活当中，有没有人在误会里面，让你与人的关系带来隔阂和偏见？
In our own lives, are there any situation where prejudices and biases have led to discord in relationships?
很多时候是夫妻之间。
Many times it is in a marriage.
很多时候是亲子之间。
Many times it is between parents and children.
很多时候是我们和邻居之间。
Many times it is between us and our neighbors.
更很多时候，我们来自各个不同的地方，我们带着主观的偏见。
In fact, many times when we come from different places, we bring our own prejudices and biases.
耶稣是不是更正好给你这个机会，带领你来突破某些隔阂和偏见呢？
Is this a moment, an opportunity that Jesus will lead you to break through these barriers?
我们需要耶稣。
How we need Jesus.
我们需要耶稣。
We need Jesus.
耶稣要把这个活水，他所赐的活水给心灵干渴的人。
Jesus wants to give this living water to those who are thirsty in spirit.
我们来思想一下耶稣说的话。
Let us think a bit about the words that Jesus says.
耶稣说，凡喝这水还要再渴，是指什么水呀？
When Jesus says, those who drink this water will be thirsty again, what water is this?
就是那个妇女重复去打水的水。
This is the water that the woman repeatedly draws from.
就是你生理上口渴你需要的那个水。
When we are thirsty, the water that we look for.
但是耶稣要让我们看我们在生活当中，让我们更深入的去看见有一种水是他要给我们的。
But Jesus draws our attention to a deeper kind of thirst and water.
他说：“人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。”
Jesus says that whoever drinks of the water he gives will never thirst again.
他正在让那个妇人看见一件事情。
He wants the woman to see something.
你每天忙碌打水，甚至于躲开人群来正午来打水。
Every day, she is busy fetching the water, even avoiding people to fetch this water.
你这么辛苦打水，并没有解决你心灵饥渴的问题。
Working harder to get this water did not solve the problem of her spiritual thirst and hunger.
耶稣的话仿佛让我们再想到我们的人生。
Jesus' words help us reflect on our own lives.
耶稣他一针见血地说我们人生的悲哀。
Jesus decidedly points out the sorrows of our life.
我们想想我们这一整天从早忙到晚辛苦劳碌。
We think about our every days from morning to night, we work hard.
或是想想我们这个活过的人生里面从年少到年老汗流满面。
Or we think about the toils that we have from young to old.
我们重复做很多的事。
We repeatedly do many, many actions.
但没有满足心灵的饥渴。
We are busy but never satisfied.
那么什么使我们心灵得到满足呢？
So the question is, what can satisfy our spirits?
我们想想耶稣的话，也问问我们自己。
We think about Jesus' words and we think about ourselves.
是金钱吗？
Is it money?
是地位吗？
Is it status?
是名与利吗？
Is it money? Is it power?
是权力吗？
Is it power?
或肉体的快乐？
Or physical pleasures?
都不是。
It is not.
耶稣说他有活水。
Jesus said that he has the living water.
他说来喝主所赐的活水就会不渴。
He says if you drink from the water that he gives, you will never be thirsty.
而且他说在他的里面可以成为一个泉源，直涌到永生。
Not only this, but it is living water and a fountain of living water.
他正在说这个活水不是地上的活水。
This water is not from the earth.
不是从人间来的，是从天上来的。
Not from men, but from heaven.
只有真正从天上来的活水，就是神所赐下的活水，我们才能真正的得到满足跟休息安息。
Only the true living water from heaven can bring us peace and joy and satisfy our hearts.
如果我们真熟悉整本圣经，我们会发现在旧约圣经就有讲到一件事情，就是水，活水是指着圣灵而说的。
When we are familiar with the scriptures, we will understand that this living water points to the Holy Spirit.
在旧约里面就讲到神要把那个活水给信靠他的人。
Even in the Old Testament, God promised to give this living water to those who would believe in him.
耶稣基督就启示自己，时候已到，我就是那个要把活水给出去的那个人。
And Jesus comes and reveals himself to be the one who gives this water.
他就是要完成救恩，然后要把这样丰盛美好的生命给出去的人。
His purpose is to bring us salvation and to give the abundant life.
那妇女说：“我想要，请你给我。
”And the woman says to him, "I want this."
但他的心里面想的仍然是那个喝的水。
Please give this water to me. And yet she is still thinking about the other water.
当耶稣的话到这里的时候，你还停留在妇女所想的那个水吗？
When Jesus brings out these words, what about you? Does your heart go to the other water?
你看见你心灵里头需要这个水吗？
Do you see that you need the water that Jesus gives?
神在旧约曾经就在圣经里头应许，当救恩来到的时候，神的子民要从救恩里面的泉源里面欢然取水。
God's promise in the Old Testament is that when His salvation comes, God's people will draw water from the fountain of salvation with joy.
而这个活水就是指圣灵浇灌下来，使我们能够认识神，认识救恩，认识我们生命需要这个救恩。然后我们才能够得着满足跟生命的更新。
This living water speaks of the Holy Spirit, and when we are filled with Him through salvation, it will give us inner satisfaction and a renewed life and peace.
因为唯有神能够满足我们真正灵里的饥渴。
Because only God can satisfy the spiritual thirst in our spirits.
是借着耶稣基督给我们的。
It is through Jesus Christ.
所以所有的人，世人都需要耶稣的活水。
So the world, the whole world needs the living water of Jesus Christ.
耶稣他继续光照那个妇人，让他看见自己心里的干渴。
Jesus illuminates the woman to reveal the thirst in her spirit.
你需不需要耶稣的光照？
Do you also need the illumination of Jesus?
我们非常需要耶稣来帮助我们。
We really need Jesus to help us.
耶稣对妇人说，你去叫你的丈夫来。
Jesus says to the woman, bring your husband.
而妇人说，后面原来她的故事让耶稣都知道。
In fact, Jesus already knows her story.
因为耶稣知道每一个人的境况。
Because Jesus knows everyone's situation.
我们从经文里面看见这位妇女是有故事的。
From these passages, we learn and we know that this woman has a story.
那个故事她重复在一件事情上没有得着满足。
In this story, she repeatedly goes to something that she cannot find satisfaction in.
你看出妇人生命中在渴求什么吗？
Do you see what this woman is longing for in her life?
她的人生正面对什么重复发生而没有解决的事情？
What is the recurring and unresolved issues that she faces in her life?
就像她重复的在打水，却一再渴一样。
Just like the water that she draws from repeatedly.
你看出妇人生命中在渴求什么吗？
Do you see what this woman is longing for in her life?
她渴求爱与被爱。
She longs to love and be loved.
她渴求被接纳。
She longs to be accepted.
但他用了他打水的方式解决他的灵魂饥渴。
But the way she used to draw water to satisfy her own thirst.
我们耶稣来不是要定人的罪。
Jesus came not to condemn us.
耶稣来是要让我们在他的救恩里面能够得救，并且得着丰盛的生命。
Jesus came to save us so that we can have and experience the abundant life.
我们来想想我们自己。
Let us think about ourselves.
我们是不是也像这个打水的妇人一样，心灵是干渴的？
Are we in ways just like this Samaritan woman?Drawing water to try and satisfy our own thirsts.
耶稣知道万人的心，他知道唯有在他的救恩里面所赏赐的圣灵能够引导人进入神的里面去得着这样的满足。
Jesus knows the hearts of all people, and he draws people to himself to satisfy this desperate thirst and to fill it with his Holy Spirit.
他不是要除掉这个我们灵里的渴望。
His answer is not to get rid of this thirst.
他不是要否定这个灵里的渴望。
It is not to deny the thirst.
反而他要我们来面对这心里的渴望。
But he wants us to face this thirst.
然后你会看见自己根本没有办法，而需要耶稣基督的救恩，需要圣灵的赏赐。
So that it reveals to us our own thirst, and that we would go to Him and to go to Jesus and His Spirit.
因为唯有在基督的救恩里面，我们才能够真正得到生命的满足。
Because it is only in the salvation of Jesus Christ that we can find satisfaction of our lives.
耶稣跟撒玛利亚妇人的对话触动你吗？
Does the conversation that Jesus has with this Samaritan woman touch you?
在你我现在的生命阶段当中，有哪些方面我们需要耶稣基督的活水？
At this stage of your life and mine, which areas need the living water of Jesus the most?
首先你要看见你在灵里的干渴的问题。
First, you must see your own spiritual thirst.
在忙碌的生活节奏当中，你是不是忽略了自己灵魂的饥渴？
Or in the busy pace of life, have we neglected our spiritual hunger?
你忽略自己应该要好好的来到耶稣的面前，保持你跟神的那样子的一个互动的关系，美好的关系。
Neglected to come before God and maintain that relationship.
即使是我们是已经信主得救的基督徒，我们会仍然回到那个外表，用外表的水来满足我们灵里的需要。
Even those of us who have received salvation, still we go to the water that does not satisfy.
今天我们所唱的诗歌《如鹿切慕溪水》。
Today the hymn that we sang as the deer.
歌词说：“我的灵切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。”
The lyrics say, "As the deer pants for the water.So my soul longs after thee.
弟兄姐妹，这是你的祷告吗？
Brothers and sisters, is this your prayer?
人之所以饥渴，是因为没有神跟神的话来滋润、丰盛、喂养我们。
The reason that we experience thirst and hunger in our spirits is because we do not have the truth of God to nourish our spirits.
所以耶稣他来是按照你我最深层的需要而来。
So Jesus came to meet us in our deepest need.
我们需要求神光照我们的生命。
We need God to enlighten us.
让我们再一次的思想耶稣的恩典。
So that we can rethink about Jesus' grace.
来到耶稣的面前，再一次领受他给我们的话语。
And come before him, and come before him again to receive his word.
因为在他里面所赏赐的圣灵会让我们再一次的来到主的面前，为他所做的一切献上感谢与赞美。
Because when we receive his word and we come before him again, we will once again rejoice in the salvation that he has for us.
因为耶稣说，神差他的儿子来到这个世上，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要引导我们，好叫我们因为他而得救。
Because scripture says that Jesus came not to condemn the world, but to save the world through him.
你知道，当耶稣快要后来在另外一个节期，耶稣启示自己是活水这件事情，是向众人说的。
Later on, Jesus says publicly that he himself is the living water.
耶稣站着高声地说，你多么希望所有的人都听见。
Jesus stood and said in a loud voice, wanting all to hear this proclamation.
来，凡是你看见你自己淋漓饥渴的，来，来到我这里喝水。
Come, he says, come, come, whoever is thirsty, come to me and drink.
信我的人呢，就能够如经上所预言的那样子，从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Those who believe in me, as Scripture has said.Rivers of living water will flow from within them.
你的生命不再是死的。
No longer will your life be dead and stagnant.
不是一滩死水。
Not stagnant water.
而是成为众人的祝福，那个祝福要像江河一样的流出去。
But become a living water of blessing that will bless and flow towards other people.
求神光照我们，耶稣基督的救恩是从我们信他开始，一直带我们到那新天新地。
May God enlighten us that when we receive Jesus' salvation, it is to lead us into the new heaven and new earth.
在启示录这本书就是讲到世界的末了的时候仍然发生的事情。
In the book of Revelation, it tells us that at the end of our worlds, what will happen?
经文上告诉我们说，坐宝座的羔羊必牧养他们，领他们到生命水的泉源，神也必擦去他们一切的眼泪。
In it, it says that for the Lamb at the center of the throne will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of living water, and God will wipe away every tear from their eyes.
弟兄姐妹，你淋漓饥渴吗
？Brothers and sisters.Are you thirsty in your spirits?
你仍然按照用自己的方式在解决你淋漓饥渴的问题吗？
Are you still trying to solve the problem of the spiritual thirst in your own way?
淋漓的事必要用从天上来的方法才能够解决。
It is only the living water of heaven that can solve a spiritual problem.
坐宝座的羔羊耶稣基督是赎去世人罪孽的羔羊。
The Lamb on the throne is the Lamb who takes away the sins of the world.
你来信靠他，他必牧养你，领你到生命的水泉处。
When you trust in him, he will be your shepherd, and he will lead you to the springs of living water.
你会发现一件事情，奇妙的事情发生。
You will discover amazing things will happen.
神要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
that God wants to wipe away every tear from our eyes.
来到耶稣基督这个活水泉源里面。
So come to the living water of Jesus.
愿神的话成为我们每一个人的生命帮助。
May God's words become our strength in our lives.
我们一起祷告。
Let us pray together.
亲爱的主啊。
Dear Lord,
我们每一个人都有灵里饥渴的问题。
Every one of us has the problem of thirst in our spirits.
我们需要你。
We need you.
谢谢你为我们这些问题而来。
Thank you for coming because of this problem.
并且死在十字架上，三天后复活。
Dying on the cross and rising in 3 days.
将你那丰盛而美好的生命如活水般的赏赐给我们。
Freely giving us this abundant life that you have promised.
使我们真正的能够得着活出丰盛的生命。
So that we can freely receive and live out this abundant life.
我们为此献上感谢与赞美。
We give you thanks for all of these.
祷告奉耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.